Hello and welcome to the rest of the news. This is Frank Simon, and our special guest today is an attorney, Judy Sipes. Good to see you.
Thank you for having me here today, Dr. Simon.
Arkansas just recently passed a bill that puts the U.S. motto, "In God We Trust," into all the classrooms in Arkansas.
That's wonderful.
That's a good thing. And Tennessee also passed a bill that's similar, but I'm not sure that'll go into all the classrooms, but it goes into several public buildings. It's a great thing that we can put "In God We Trust" into our schools and buildings. As I was thinking about that, it's like this is the beginning of a huge movement that's sweeping across our country. And I thought of a scripture. It says, "In the last days, God said he's going to pour his spirit out on all flesh."
Mm-hmm. On his sons and daughters. We're seeing such activity in the young people's, in school children and those individuals that's just needing a voice. Unfortunately, many have not been educated in the history of our country about the Bill of Rights. They have an understanding of our freedom, but it's a skewed and not a complete understanding. We've kind of lost our history, but those people are sitting on the edge of their seats. They're energized. They're ready to take a stand, and they're ready to make a difference.
Well, tell us again now, where do we stand legally as far as putting the Ten Commandments and the Bill of Rights into public areas in Kentucky?
God, as we've seen so many horrible things happen, and we sit as Christians and we're wringing our hands and we're wondering, are we going backwards or are we going forwards? As God's people continues to pray and humble themselves and seek him, he's doing what he says he would do. And he can bring healing to our land. And we have had progress. We're seeing it in several different areas. For example, Grayson County, the county I'm from, was sued back in the early 2000s for posting the Ten Commandments as part of a historical document display in the courthouse. Well, McCrary County in Kentucky had previously posted the Ten Commandments, and they too were sued. The Supreme Court heard the McCrary case and Texas case in Ogden, came down with a judgment in 2010. And in that, McCrary lost. It was held unconstitutional because they started out with just purely a religious focus in public places. Okay. But in the same court case, it held out that in Texas, the monument that was part of a historical display, there's historical significance and there's a proper purpose in public governmental buildings and facilities to have our history displayed. Then in 2010, because the Grayson County case was held in abeyance until all of this was decided, of course, the Supreme Court ruled on Ogden in 2005. Well, our historical display in Grayson County was ruled to be legal and upheld. What you do here, it's something that we really need for our children. We need to learn, what is the foundation of our country and how did it start? When I was doing a lot of traveling with the Ten Commandments, there was a courtroom up in Ohio. A judge, Ron Spahn, had posted and had his clerk to post on the wall the history and the laws of nature and nature's God, explaining that the laws of nature itself cries out that man is created free. And so then it displayed the Declaration of Independence, where it claimed we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights.
Amen.
And the significance of that is going back to the argument and the thesis of the laws of nature and nature's God, that God himself has ordained that man should be free. And it goes against nature that they be anything but free. And so that's the foundation for which the freedom of the United States citizenry come from. It's not derived from government. It's not government saying, hey, you should be free. And we've erred at times on those issues, and over time that's changed and we've progressed, where we've gave freedom to slavery. We've given more rights to women because the laws of nature and nature's God says that every man, woman, boy, child, girl, anywhere is given rights by God of dignity of life and the rights, the pursuit of happiness and freedom.
You were involved in some of those court proceedings.
Not directly as in representation, but I was involved in helping organize a lot of things and helping to get support, trying to encourage people that we really need to get back to the basics of remembering our history. And as Christians, we need to get back to the basics. Vince Lombardi was a successful football coach. When he began training of these very good athletes coming in, he's played football all his life. His first training session started out back to the basic. This is a football. Now, this seems silly, but see, sometimes you get good teams that could be winning teams, sometimes got caught up in their plays, forgetting that the purpose was to take that football, throw it, catch it, and get it down the field, back to the basics.
Yeah.
We've got to do that in our society. We've got to get back that there's just some fundamental things. Man's free. There's dignity to life. There's respect for life. There's respect for each other. Those tenements that come ordained by nature and nature's God that says we're to value life. We're to value one another. We are to live honestly. We are to respect each other. Those things are missing from society. We're paying a tremendous cost because of that.
In our conversation we had earlier this afternoon, it seems to me that I was thinking, hey, you know, we need to get In God We Trust in every classroom in America. And you're saying maybe we ought to have some historical context along with it.
We need to have historical context because we need to know our history. God himself in the Bible orchestrated the Old Testament as our history. Well, why did he do that? And he tells us to repeat it and tell it to our children because it reinforces when you start looking at history and you start looking at why things were done, you start seeing God everywhere. And if people don't want to believe, that's their choice. But when you look at it, when you go out and you really look at the universe from a scientific view, it almost declares that there's a God. Now, there's going to be some that will dispute that. But it's the same thing when you look at our history and you see when this godly act happened, this was the result. And why our country has been so free for so long and why our freedom has worked so well to correct problems when there was problems that needed to be corrected. We haven't always been right, but we've eventually dealt with issues and corrected it because God grows us.
I've said this before, but it's really important to me that as you look back in the 1960s when the anti-God people took God out of our schools, there was a huge number of problems that happened because we took God out of a school. Hitler himself said something to the effect, give me your children for the first 4 years and the seed that I plant will never be pulled up or something like that. Hitler and Stalin, they realized that the children were the key to taking over a country. Shortly after they took God out of our schools, the academic achievement went down. In other words, America had the best schools on the planet until they took God out of the schools. And then our academic achievement started falling and fell and fell and fell till now we have one of the worst school systems in the Western countries. So in the crime rate, I mean, everyone knows that Louisville has over 100 murders every year. I mean, it's just terrible how the crime rate has increased. And of course, the main thing is the drug problem. When I was in school, no one ever heard of marijuana. They don't even know what you're talking about.
And marijuana is the least of our drug problems.
Yes, and now we've got this huge drug problem. Up to 50% of teenagers are experimenting with drugs. Then we got the sexually transmitted disease epidemic. We got this whole idea of children killing children. And I think what you said is so important, that children have not been taught that we're made in the image of God or we shouldn't murder. All that was thrown to the wind.
And they believe incorrectly that to maintain freedom means to be free from God. And that's not true. And yes, our country has been established with certain safeguards that will prevent the government from oppressing peoples of their religious choices. That's true. There's a proper place for separation of church and state. But it did not mean that we were devoid of any spiritual need or leadership or morality of God's laws, because our laws itself, not to murder, is an example. Not to steal is an example.
Yeah.
And as we start taking those things out as though they're insignificant, then we're losing respect. We're seeing violence. We're seeing crimes. And we're seeing a lot of atrocities that wouldn't be there. Plus, people are turning to drugs
because you
have a void and you fill it.
A lot of people have been praying, God help America to turn back to you. And we think, well, nothing's happening. But I was looking at the Supreme Court of the United States and the Ruth Bader Ginsburg, who has been one of the most liberal voting records ever. And she's 85 years old. And I'm thinking, well, if she passes on or gets converted, that'll make a huge difference in all these Supreme Court rulings. We already have four conservatives, and if somebody replaces her that's a conservative, that'd be 5 out of 9, which would be earth-shattering.
One of the things that I have learned just from even personal experience of dealing with illnesses that I've even had in my family over the last 5 or 6 years, one of the most important things as Christians that we can do, we talk about doing it, but I don't think we fully appreciate the significance of it, is truly praying to God.
Yes.
Because it can look like, and I've experienced it personally in my life, it can look like things are slipping backwards, things are not getting any better, and is it doing anything at all? But God is behind the scenes doing
Absolutely.
Things that we can't do. He can bring us places that we can't go. He can help us achieve things that we could never achieve when we're faithful to seek Him first. And it happens in every aspect of life. And we really, as Christians, need to be on our face before God saying, change me, change my heart, O Lord, to have you primary in my life. And when that starts happening, and praying for our country, and when that starts happening, we are going to see God moving. And there's going to be revival. There's going to be changes. And in the meantime, there are so many things that we can do within the confines of the law, without having to oppress or offend. They're always talking about offending, and that word kind of bothers me. We've gotten to be too sensitive about offending. But there's things to do within the parameters of the law that we've been able can do right now to teach our history to our children, to teach the significance of why those things were part of our history. Why did we have a Bill of Rights?
Yes.
Why did we have a Declaration of Independence? Why did we have In God We Trust motto? Why did we, as late as 1950, I believe it was 54, it was in the 50s, did Senator John Kennedy, a liberal, petition Congress to add One Nation Under God in our Pledge of Allegiance?
Praise the Lord. It's apparent to me, and I never realized it before, that God is moving and answering prayer when we don't even realize it.
Exactly.
And then it may be a year later, we say, oh my goodness, look what God has done.
Exactly.
So that's tremendous. Now, let me just say a word about this petition. This is a petition that we'd like to get out into the hands of everyone that's hearing the program today. And it says, we the undersigned, really, we've had enough of poor academic achievement, crime, murders, drugs that were caused by taking God out of our public schools. Therefore, we want Kentucky to join Arkansas and Tennessee in prominently posting the national motto, In God We Trust, in our classrooms. That's going to have a tremendous effect. You think, oh, well, that isn't going to make any, but it does. To see God in our classrooms, they've been implied that there is no God, no absolutes, no right and wrong, no Ten Commandments, but really, they need to know that there is a God, and we trust in God, and we need everybody to work on this petition. So if you could give us a call right now, there'll be somebody to answer the phone right now, or else there'll be an answering machine. And the number to call is 895-5025, 895-5025, and we'll send you this petition. In fact, if you ask for it, we'll send for two of them, and we'll also throw in a Jesus bumper sticker. But anyway, give us a call right now. And do we need people all over, not just Kentucky, but Indiana, Tennessee, and everywhere, because we're all in this together, and we all need God. Is that right?
We all need God.
Absolutely. So give us a call now, 895-5025, and we'll get this out. Just give your name, address, and phone number, and we'll get that out to you immediately. And you can get your whole church signed up. You can get your relatives signed up. You can get your people at work. Everybody needs to sign up so that we can work together, get this bill passed. Now, you say, how are you going to notify us? Well, we'll probably call you with a robocall, tell you when it comes up for a vote and the bill number and the number to call. And with God's help, we'll turn this whole thing around. Is that right?
Absolutely. We need to work on what successes God has given us to this point and build on it. And we need to take what he's done, like the prayer, student-led prayer in school.
Yeah.
And we need to come together and start implementing, getting the right people in the right spots to do something with it. We need to act. We need to take what we've been given and what we've been blessed with.
Yes.
And work with it and move forward with it.
Judy, we were talking a little earlier about, we got that bill passed, Senate Bill 17, that says children can pray in the public school. Well, that's wonderful. But guess what? Nothing happens. Nothing happens unless, like you say, we get somebody to pick up the ball and run with it.
Well, see, we've got to do more than just get a petition and a declaration. I mean, that's a start because it's an act of faith for Christians. But to actually make a difference in the hearts of people that don't believe, or to make a difference to get our knowledge out there, we've got to get organized and be systematic in our approach of getting information out, getting it circulated, and get it enacted upon. As we were talking on the way over here, I was saying years ago when I was in school, the conservation movement was just beginning. Look how that's expanded now. Okay, maybe not so well expanded, but it has expanded. And not trying to get into that debate, but the point being of it is, they started out in schools having children write essays, and they gave an award to the best essay at the different schools. There are things that we could do of looking at having children, because they need to know their history. Schools should be teaching the history of this country.
Absolutely.
They should be teaching about how our documents, what was our history, who was George Washington, what was the Mayflower Compact, what is the Bill of Rights, what is the Declaration of Independence.
Yes.
People don't know the difference between the two. What does it really say? What happened at different events in time? That's an example. Good learning tool. We could do a essay contest on the history, these things, and the students would be learning. Little kids eat it up.
The Southern Baptist did a study a few years back saying that when their children went away to college, a lot of them totally lost their faith in God and stopped going to church and everything. Ken Ham, who put up the Creation Museum and the Noah's Ark, said, well, that's because no one ever taught them the fundamentals of the faith. For example, what is the proof that the Bible is true? What is the proof that Jesus rose from the dead? What is the proof that God created the universe?
Kids in Sunday school are being taught Bible stories, but it's almost watered down to the point like a fairy tale. As they get more educated and they begin looking at things from more of an intellectual approach, they've never done the deep studying of understanding, which is what I'm saying here. We can put the model up. There's a faith basis behind it. But unless we start looking at our history, where we see what happened and how it happened and why these things are important,
well,
from a logical point of view, then they wrap their minds around it intellectually.
Ken Ham has written courses on creation science, apologetics, why the Bible is true, why Jesus rose from the dead. Also, we have a course on American history, and we would love to get these. I think every church ought to have these courses and give them to their young people so that when they go away to school, they're not brainwashed. And we can get these courses to you. We can get them to you today, and they're free. Just call that same number, 895-5025. Call it right now, and we will send you free copies of these three courses, the ones on Christian apologetics, the one on creation science and the one on American history. Our children are deprived of knowing all the historical background and the science and all the strong truth that backs up the Christian faith.
Several years ago, again, when I was working on the Ten Commandments stuff, I was doing some research through the Smithsonian, and they had these wonderful materials about basically the role of religion in our nation. And when you started reading these things, this is from a secular
report.
When you start reading these things, it's talking about, pointed out the role of it, that when our colonists first came here and they set up the colonies, they were still bound to England. We still didn't have our freedom. The first Great Awakening occurred. After the Great Awakening, there was a spiritual movement in our country. Then the Declaration of Independence came about. We got our freedom. Then, years later, the Second Great Awakening came, and it was only after the Second Great Awakening occurred that we recognized truly, I mean, we debated it beforehand, but we started recognizing that we was going to have to free slaves, that all people are created equal, regardless of race, creed, male or female, age, everybody's created and endowed with those freedoms. And when you look throughout history at all the different events that's happened, and when Congress would declare a day of national prayer when we were losing wars, then you'd see the battle
turn around. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Now call that number, 895-5025. Maybe you're like me, you said, wow, there's problems. I wish I could do something. Well, this is something everybody can do. Call that number, 895-5025, and we're going to send you the petition to put God back in our schools. And we're going to, if you want, you have to mention it, but we'll send you one lesson out of these three courses. It'll be a DVD, it'll have a student workbook, and it'll have a teacher's workbook. And you can put this in your church so that these young people will know, why do we have a Bill of Rights? Why do we have a Constitution? Why do we have one nation under God? All of these situations, but there's a reason for it. And it's a logical, scientific reason. We need to get God back into school. We've had enough drugs. We've had enough murders. We've had enough sexually transmitted disease. It's time for everybody. And this is something that everybody can do. Just give us a call right now, 895-5025, and we'll get all this material out to you. And with God's help, we can turn it around.
We can turn it around. And unfortunately, it's not just in our schools. It's in our society. When we look at the housing crisis we had a few years ago, where did that come from? It came from deception and greed. When we look at the issues of labor issues that we're hearing about, looking at racial problems, where does it all come from? It comes from disregard, because we've gotten away from the foundational principles of how we're supposed to treat people with dignity, kindness, respect. Everybody wants to live under their own thing. But when you go to measure something, we've got a tape measure. It says, this is an inch. Now, if somebody else wanted to come along and say, well, no, this is an inch or this is an inch, we would never be able to communicate what our distance and what a size of something is. But when we have a set standard, we're able to say, okay, this desk is so many inches wide, so many inches long.
Okay, we're going to have to leave it at that. Thank you, Judy Sipes, an attorney here in Kentucky. And God bless you, and call in right away to get that material, 895-5025. Tune in again next week for the rest of the news.
Hi, I'm Dr. Frank Simon. I'm an allergist and family doctor, board certified in both allergy and internal medicine. I specialize in allergy, headaches, sinus, hives, cough, asthma, hypertension, and diabetes. We're located at 1404 Browns Lane near Norton Suburban Hospital. Our phone number is 895-5088. We can see you tomorrow. Okay, we're back. We got another minute or two, and we're going to have to leave you. But I just want to say once more that our children are worth fighting for. That's what Ed just said. Our grandchildren are worth fighting for. And it's easy If we all just do what we can do, we can turn this country around and take it back. So give us a call and we'll get you the DVDs. You can show to your friends and relatives and neighbors and people at church and at work and get you the booklet here on Muslim Brotherhood, the Jesus DVD, the bumper stickers on Jesus, and this bumper sticker I think is really good. Together under God, we're invincible. Nothing can stop us. And with God's help, we can take it all back.
And if I can make a suggestion, Dr. Simon.
Yes.
One of the things that I would suggest is that you take, if you're a Sunday school teacher or a Boy Scout leader, any of those that were involved educating young children, to get a copy of this, Raising a Jihad Generation, and understanding the Muslim Brotherhood and the movement in America. It gives you a very precise step-by-step that you need to inform children and others to bring them into the fold and understanding what they're facing in their life.
Right, right.
All of that, and it's available at Barnes & Noble and other stores, and you can order it. They'll ship it to you, and it's basically price is $15.99. It's well worth it in terms of having the information you need where you're talking facts and information that nobody can challenge because it's the truth.
What burns me up more than anything else is you and I are paying for these indoctrination of our children.
Exactly.
In the public schools, they took prayer out, they took the Bible out, they took the Ten Commandments out, they took creation science out. Our children are suffering because they got the truth out. And we need to stop funding this crooked public school system. And we need to stop funding the state school college system.
And at the same time, the charter school is one of the closest solutions that is available right now.
Yeah,
it's
yes.
being fought by the teachers' unions and others.
Absolutely.
And all of the bureaucratic structure. It's important, and it's the results of that and the homeschooling that's taking place have been the results of it phenomenal.
Yes, that's right. So don't forget to call right now, 895-5025. There's an answering machine there now, and just leave your name, address, phone number, and email address, and you immediately become part of the cause of Christ, the biblical conservative movement sweeping the nation. And the people that put Trump in, and with God's help, we can take this all back and bumper stickers and thing, and it's all free because America's worth fighting for and our children are worth fighting for. And so are our grandchildren. So we can do it. And I want to thank Ed Holloway, a former state representative, for helping us with this wonderful program. We just want to get all this material out to you. We can do it. And with God's help, we can turn this all around. It's worth taking our country back. Give us a call right now, 895-5025. God bless you, and tune in again next week for the rest of the news.